KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
That's Alicia Skies and her song, Filter Out the Noise. Alicia is a contestant with You God's Music. They are a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to create a place of unity and joy through the power of music and the promotion of Christian talent. Alicia, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, it was fun that you called me here a couple days ago and said, yeah, I'd like to tell you about this competition I'm in. So tell us about you and your family and how you got involved in Christian music.
Well, okay, so first of all, I want to say I have the absolute most amazing husband in the world. I call him my one in a million man. And I have three beautiful children who love music as well. And we're pretty musical at home, doing karaoke during fun time, and it's great, and it brings a lot of joy in the house.
Yeah. In fact, I have a question here about how important is music to parenting, so I'll just ask you now. Sounds like it's real important.
It is, and I actually write little music, little things with my children. Like, I wrote a little song that's talking about keeping your thoughts up and not letting it get you down, down, down. It's just fun. It's fun to play around with music, and it's really inspiring for children.
Well, I am rhythmically challenged. I've been asked by our worship leader at church to hum instead of sing because I'm such a terrible singer. That's all true, by the way. You just released a song called Filter Out the Noise. What's the song about?
So I actually prayed for this song after I went through that place in the wilderness where you're just not seeing the Lord in anything. And I was at a place of victory at this point when I was writing it, but I prayed. I was like, God, I want to give this place to the people and help them feel it and be there and be like calling out to the Lord, because that's really what you need to do there.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like that's a song maybe directed to people of faith.
Yes. It is. It is directed to where people who've just gotten into a place of complacency or desperation where they just don't see God in it.
Mm.
And he shows up every time. It says, seek and you will find, and there he is. He's already in the room just waiting for you to call out.
Tell us about some of your other songs.
So I have another song called Stripped, which comes out of a place of a lost childhood with a lot of traumatic experience. But in the end, I'd introduce that the Lord heals, and it takes forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia, I mean, you're obviously open about stuff in your life, past life, present life, and it sounds like you share that in your song. So does your life kind of help you write things?
Oh, yes, it has. I've gone through quite a bit, and the Lord has brought me through it all, and it's amazing. And, yes, that's where the music does stem from.
Yeah. Would you mind sharing with us some of the lyrics that you've written?
So sure. I have a song that's going to be released next called If Only. And the chorus is, if they will only open up their eyes, what they will see is right there. If they'll only open up their hearts, the void inside them will be filled with the only answer. And the bridge is, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, the truth, and the life.
And why are people... why is it hard for them to see him as that bridge?
Well, the noise.
Yeah.
From Filter Out the Noise. It's really life. The world is in your face. All these lies and all these things coming at you. And if you're not daily in the Word, it really just defeats you. Mm. You got to feed your spirit first for that to be healthy in order for everything else to fall in place.
Yeah, no, I absolutely hear what you're saying. How'd you find out about the You God's Music competition?
Well, they actually commented on one of my songs, my first song that I released, asking me to audition. And I really had a rough time because I do deal with a physical chronic illness. They're trying to release it. And they actually messaged me right when I prayed, like that day or the next day again, and said, we really are looking for your audition. And so it was great. It was honest. I forget the word.
So you've actually submitted, and that's not the right word. You've put out a couple of songs through their platform.
Yeah, I put out Filter Out the Noise through their platform, and I have two more coming up if I get into the next few rounds.
So You God's Music is a nonprofit organization, but they do something interesting. Like, for example, if our listeners wanted to go to their website, which is yougodsmusic.org, our listeners could listen to all kinds of music, no charge or anything else.
Yep.
But they could find Alicia Skies. And if they wanted to vote for you, there's a little charge to do that.
There is.
But what happens is, because they're a nonprofit, they use that money to actually support artists like yourself.
As well as my church. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20% of the proceeds goes to the organization of the artist choosing, as well as that and funding the program. Yeah.
So has this actually helped? I mean, you've obviously always been musical, but now through this organization, all of a sudden there's a ministry for you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it has. It has pushed me. You know, Filter Out the Noise was to a place where God was just like, just do it. Just do it. And I had to just shake off any perfectionism type things that I had going on and just do it. And these next two songs coming up are just coming out beautiful. If only I had a really good friend do the piano, and I have a producer in England who's working on it. And I found a family to do the music for the second one who does like the steel tongue drums.
Wow.
And really other very exotic instruments. And that's going to be an equal.
So I don't know what it's like to write a song. I've already told you I'm rhythmically challenged. But there's a lot more than just writing down the notes. Then you have to do the lyrics. Is God calling you to, hey, here's the lyrics I want you to communicate? Or is that come with the music at the same time? I don't know how that works.
It is always different. Sometimes I get the music with the lyrics. Sometimes I just get lyrics. And sometimes I just get music and have to figure out where it goes. But, yeah, I believe it all comes from God.
And you have some people, you mentioned a producer, or some people helping you to arrange this and make mm-hmm. it sound a certain way. I mean, you may already have that picture in your mind as to what you want it to sound like.
I do. And it's coming to life right now. I'm just so excited. I just heard just a rough draft of the next song, and it's exactly how I heard it when I wrote it.
Yeah.
It was definitely the Lord. So
there's people out there like you that may be very musical, and they've never really thought about a ministry. They've maybe never thought about honing their skills. They just kind of do it as a hobby, but you're taking the next step.
I heard the Lord on this. And that's why. It's really definitely led by Him, because I cannot do this out of myself. There's just no way. So He's told me and showed me how He's orchestrating things as a symphony, kind of just working together for his plan and His purpose. And I believe getting this music out is a part of that.
I love it. We're talking to Alicia Skies. Her real name is Kilpinski, so we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. The purpose of You God's Music is to unite individuals and communities through the power of God's given musical talent. And their website is yougodsmusic.org. We'll be back with Alicia for one more segment. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
YT, the light of New Mexico, welcomes For King and Country back to Albuquerque.
God only knows what to say about you.
You'll see all the energy of For King and Country on stage and hear their excellent songs. Miss For King and Country, Thursday night, May 19th at Tingley Coliseum. For King and Country, our friends of KLYT, the light of New Mexico.
I see you dressed in white, every wrong made right. I see a rose in bloom at the sight of you.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Militant Fulani Muslims killed two congregants and kidnapped dozens more during a church service in southern Kaduna, Nigeria. Armed herdsmen began shooting at random as they invaded the village. A survivor of the attack said the pastor stood his ground by refusing to renounce his Christian faith, even when he knew it would cost him his life. There has been a recent surge of persecution in many predominantly Christian villages in Nigeria. Pray for the Christians in these communities who have lost loved ones in these brutal attacks, that the peace of Christ will rule in the hearts of believers, even as they experience constant persecution. And pray for these militant Muslims to find salvation in Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Rochelle.
As a leader, I want to encourage you to listen more and talk less. And this is going to be very difficult for many leaders because you like to talk a lot. And the reality is, as leaders, we tend to think that everyone always wants to hear from us, and it is important that they hear from us. But in this season, it's equally important and maybe even more important that you hear from your team, especially with what's all going on in the world right now, because your organizational climate, your team morale, your competition, the broader market, all these things and so many more, they're probably considerably different today than you think that they are. This may not be true everywhere, but I'm guessing for most of you, with your volunteers and your team, that you've got pockets of your team that are healthy, that are performing well. You've got pockets that they may be bleeding out. You've got teams that are in disarray.
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
If you are an aspiring musician, you might want to give Alicia a call and talk to her about her journey to You God's Music competition. Alicia Skies, if you go to yougodsmusic.org, you can find Alicia's songs. Right now, the song that is playing is Filter Out the Noise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you in the competition?
So there was a few thousand entries, and they accepted 185. Out of that amount, and that's where I'm at. I am at the very beginning. This first part of the competition is all just purely based on votes.
Mm-hmm.
The judges get involved after the second round.
Okay.
So
you would be encouraged for people to go on the website and listen to the music. Now, again, I want to reiterate, this is a nonprofit organization, but what they're trying to do is develop Christian musicians.
Yes.
And people that are called to ministry. I'm assuming that you might be someone that records Christian music. You might lead worship. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can serve and encouraging the body of Christ as a musician. I don't happen to have any of those abilities, but people that are listening right now might be really interested. If you want to vote for Alicia, though, there is a charge. But the organization's not making a bunch of money. What they're doing is they're donating money to the church,
mm-hmm.
and they're helping you as an artist.
Yes. And the Christian church that I chose is Calvary Rio Rancho. That's the church that I belong to. So.
Yeah. Well, neat. So Alicia Skies is the way they find you on You God's Music, but your real name is Alicia Kilpinski.
Yes.
And Talk to us.
It's a great last name. I love my last name. It's just trying to hear people say it when they can't pronounce it is like, meh. And not only that, like I connect to the skies a lot through the Lord and looking at the skies. It really helps bring me to a place of worship with the Lord too. And so I looked at my last name and I was told, well, look at your last name and see if there's anything in there that you can pull from. And literally, skies is in my last name. So
there you go.
It was perfect.
And it makes it simple. Who's inspired you in Christian music?
A lot of singers. I listen to purely Christian music or encouraging music. And I really like Plum Skillet. I like the Rockers. But I also like Natalie Grant and Lauren Daigle and their type music, too. I love it all. And I like Toby Mac.
Yeah. Toby Mac's been very innovative. And in fact, I think a lot of pop culture musicians listen to Toby Mac because he's always coming up with innovative stuff.
And I really love that song that just came out that's Praying Over People. Mm. Oh, that's gorgeous.
So you mentioned in the first segment, you're encouraging people to stay in the Word.
Yes.
As you do that, is that how God gives you inspiration for songs?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't think it's in the Word that He gives it to me, but it's those times where I'm just being still with Him or worshiping Him or just connecting to Him after I'm reading the Word, because He speaks to me then, but it's not about music. It's about my heart. And later He uses that to say, oh, here's a new song.
Alicia, is it hard to find time as a mom of three, a wife, musician, to have that time alone with God?
No. It's a priority.
Okay.
And that's what it needs to be. So.
Yeah.
I make time.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that, because so many of us, maybe that's part of the noise, is we get distracted by the stuff.
Exactly. That's the noise. It's everything outside of your relationship with God. So.
Yeah. Have you had people that have been involved in other kinds of music that you've discerned were distracted by even the topics that they're singing about?
Oh yeah. I can't listen to some music. It's very heartbreaking, some of the stuff that they have out, some of the lies that they're selling in media with the new music that's coming out that's really linking to self-love. And it's just really, I can't even let my kids listen to it, unfortunately. I'm like, nope, you're not going to get this garbage in you. You're going to get this stuff in you.
You know, it's interesting what you say about self-love, because I had this conversation with a pretty young person. I think she was 18, 19 years old, and she was with her boyfriend. And we were having this conversation at Starbucks. And I didn't instigate the conversation, but I said to them, I said, you know, you're talking about self-love and self-worth and all of this stuff. But I said, how much do you think you're worth to God?
Mm.
And, we've really never thought about God. And I said, well, you know, when you think about how valuable you are to God, you are precious and you're dear and the most important thing. And because God is so awesome in His omniscience and His omnipresence, for Him to love you and to single you out while He's doing the same thing with everybody else is possible.
Yes.
And you really are valuable. And it sounds like you're communicating that in your music.
I'm really trying. I really want people to get the message that He is the answer to all of your problems, all of your worries. If you will just seek Him, He'll show up and just start making changes in your life and your heart. And it's amazing to see that with people who do that, with myself. And it is just, the Word is our food. It's our life. That's where we get it from. And then also worship and fellowship and those other things. But just diving in that Word daily is really
Is you where it God's starts. Music and that competition a distraction, or is it enhancing your walk?
It is definitely enhancing it. It's not distracting me. In fact, it's, I don't know, if people talk about, oh, you could win. And I'm like, I'm not even focusing on that. I'm focusing on getting If Only out. And then I'm going to focus on Equal. And that's just on the sidelines of the 2-hour-long study that I'm doing, you know, before that, because I want to be in a position that is in direct alignment to be able to be a vessel that is used by the Lord and not any filth in the way, you know?
How would our listeners benefit by going to You God's Music and listening to what people are playing on that?
Well, I love listening to their songs on there. There's a lot of people just pour out their heart and worship. And it's just a beautiful thing to see, you know, artists doing. I love worship. I worship all the time, but my music isn't geared towards that. Mm-hmm. It's more geared towards getting the gospel out and getting the Lord in people's houses.
Yeah. You've actually taken this to the point where you feel like, God, this is your ministry.
Definitely. Yes, it's a part of it. But I feel like I am going to be doing other things as well, like a podcast testimonial type thing. That is going to be underway as well soon.
So sharing part of your personal life in your lyrics doesn't make you uncomfortable?
No. I'm transparent. I've always been.
But there's so many people that, I'm going to use the word enslaved. They're enslaved by their past. Maybe they have shame or whatever. Sounds like you've gone past that.
I used to be. And I've actually, you know, I'm getting healed. Healing is like right here. Answers and healing are right here. But I struggled for 12 years being allergic to everything God didn't make, which is why I have this mask. I'm not completely done, but I've spiritually gotten healed, and it's coming. It's coming naturally. But in that place, there were just so many lies that I had believed. And that's also what I talk about, the noise. It's the lies, you know. In the end of the song, I say, you filtered out the noise, and now I can hear you and see you. You were always there, and you filtered out the lies. That's what it was. It's the lies. And when you get into the Word, that's what starts to break them. That's what starts to get you the truth into what you've been believing that the world has convinced you of, and just breaks it off by the Holy Spirit.
How do you think the isolation of COVID has affected people?
I think it's unfortunate that it has brought, you know, a lot of, you know, sadness and mourning and all that stuff. But I also believe that it has its good purpose as well, that God has used to bring families together, to bring unity in a small group and not just a large one. So,
maybe to make technologies like You God's Music.
Yeah. I love that it's online. It makes it so much easier because I mean, there's a live show at the end, but all of this is from my house. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, you said you've developed a little studio and you're recording. Again, that process is not just, hey, let's make up a song, play guitar. I mean, there's other instruments. You've said that you've already appealed to other people that are doing different things, steel drums and other parts. Is that hard to find those people?
Not really. God leads me in everything, and I just have to follow what he's doing, and he's already orchestrated it. It's already began, and I just have to walk through
it. And you have a producer in England?
My producer that I'm working with these two pieces here is in England. I had one in California, but he's no longer working remote, but he's in Southern Cali. So
now, are these people just part of You God's Music, so there's resources available to you as an artist?
No. I did all this myself.
Yeah.
God. But like I said, God. It was God. It had to have been.
No, I think about Albuquerque, and then I think about England. It's kind of a big difference and a big distance. But that's not a big thing to God, to bring people together that can put together a product. Like, you know, music to me is like living and active. I know Hebrews says that the Word of God is living and active.
Yes.
And sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, even the bone and marrow. And I think music is kind of like that too.
So when I was just really just starting out, when I heard the Lord say, do this, I really put a lot of time into preparation with prayer and just trying to see the direction the Lord was leading. And that was one thing he taught me, was the influence that music has on people and how he wanted to use, you know, me as a vessel to help influence people to go closer to him through being able to relate to some of the lyrics that I write.
Alicia, you're going to remember the little people like the talk show host who had you on before you became rich and famous?
I can't even think about that. But I absolutely love this church. It's an amazing church.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Calvary Rio Rancho. Yeah, I know that they just recently lost their pastor. And again, very sad, but what a great ministry. Alicia, thanks for spending time with us today on ABQ Connect.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.